Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cammie McCormick. What went wrong with the exit from Afghanistan? The classified details are going to Congress, but we're getting some White House views, as correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
A 12-page summary of the administration's findings constitutes a defense of the president's decision-making. It concludes that the speed and ease with which the Taliban took control of Afghanistan suggests that there was no scenario except a permanent and significantly expanded U.S. military presence that would have changed the trajectory.
And the White House says that the previous Trump administration had set a date for the withdrawal, but had no plan for executing it. It's been a dangerous week weather-wise for the nation's midsection. The National Weather Service is surveying damage from three tornadoes that touched down in Kentucky. Adriana Diaz is in Glen Allen, Missouri, hard hit yesterday.
Another massive tornado, packing winds as high as 130 miles per hour, carved straight through Glen Allen in rural southeastern Missouri.
It was breathtaking. Just the mess that there is, the trees that are down.
At least five people were killed.
Just like a train coming.
Keith and Shannon Lincoln were home when the twister hit.
I had a carport back
It's gone, and then our detached garage, which it took the most damage.
And the cleanup could take months there. Chicago's new mayor, Brendan Johnson, won the job by less than 20,000 votes, making it the closest mayoral race in that city in 40 years. He campaigned on fighting crime and invested in schools, jobs, and mental health. Here on CBS's Mornings.
You know, I have tremendous incentive to make sure that not just my neighborhood and my children are safe, but to make sure that the people of Chicago are safe. And the way we do that is by investing in people. There's a direct correlation between youth employment and violence reduction. There's a tremendous correlation between providing mental health care services and reducing crime.
France's president has reached out to China for help in dealing with Russia's war on Ukraine. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb has more.
We continue to urge Beijing to cease its military, diplomatic, and economic pressure against Taiwan and instead engage in meaningful diplomacy.
And that's the State Department spokesman Vedant Patel. The Pope today presided over Holy Thursday Mass, and he was recently hospitalized for bronchitis. So this is one of the first appearances we've seen from him. Mortgage rates are lower, the lowest they've been in some time. They've dropped now for four straight weeks, and on Wall Street. The market is reacting. The Dow Jones Industrials are up currently this hour, just slightly, and the Nasdaq Composite Index is up as well. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. About 40% of Wisconsin voters cast ballots in Tuesday's election. Unofficially, a little more than 1.8 million people in Wisconsin voted. That's a record for a spring election not held at the same time as a presidential primary. Wisconsin Republicans do not sound keen on impeaching Democrats after winning a supermajority in the state Senate Tuesday.
They would need to do something very serious, so no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin.
That's Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu speaking with Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Dan Knodel won a special election Tuesday, giving Republicans a two-thirds majority in the state Senate. In sports, the Bucks will be the top-seeded team in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs after last night's win over Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
We're rolling out the red carpet for all area musicians to be a part of Hoozles at the Lakes Rise to Music competition this summer. If you're an artist and you believe you have real talent to share, you're invited to check out competition details, then sign up for the second annual Rise to Music at hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Registration is open now. Brought to you by Hoozles at the Lakes, your local civic media radio station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI and Max Inc. Radio.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Could you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke, Brian.
One margarita, two margarita, three margaritas shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. We're going to be joined by the big guy, Brian Kelly, coming up shortly. He has just been briefly delayed, but that is okay. He'll be joining us here on the big show this Thursday afternoon. We got Evan on the board. E, how we doing today?
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. No, doing really well, man. Tuesday was a lot of fun. We have a pretty incredible team here.
It's one of those weird weeks where opening day was Monday, election day was Tuesday, yep. And the rest of the week has felt like chaos since, which is why I keep telling myself it's Thursday. But folks, if you're listening to us, you're hearing us across the state on the Civic Media Network. If you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We're going to have a conversation about, since we had it on the ballot earlier this week, what is the best way to decide who serves in our judiciary here in Wisconsin and the United States? It's a conversation that's floating around. We're going to get your takes on that at 2:30. But between now and then, in looking after the postmortem of the election results on Tuesday, it's still a little difficult because those results will be certified in a few weeks here. So we'll get the final true tallies, but we have the reporting tallies coming in from each municipality around the state of Wisconsin. But pretty handedly decided victory for Janet Protasiewicz over Dan Kelly on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Kelly got smoked. Oh, man.
Yeah, and so I leading up to Election Day, I had conversations with many individuals here at Civic Media and around the state even out of state. Family members and friends asking me, what's going on in Wisconsin? What's happening with this election? Is it going to be close? What's going on? And so for a really long time, people asking me, well, all I hear is this pro-Janet aspect. There's so many people talking about Janet, but there's all these other ads talking about just the nastiness of some of the ads that dark money groups were spending. People were like, am I in an echo chamber for thinking Janet's going to run away with this? Or is this going to be close? And I was like, I don't know. It was really hard to gauge leading up to a spring election. It's hard to see if turnout is going to hit historic levels. And they did. But ultimately, the numbers ended up being very similar to what Dan Kelly's defeat was in 2020. And so there's going to be a lot of reviewing those numbers now. Same margin, but a lot more voters. Because in our spring elections vary here in the state of Wisconsin. And we're also now joined by the big guy, Brian Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. And so we're talking about the postmortem that's going on here in the state of Wisconsin. And so in looking at Dan Kelly's defeat, are asking, well, what did we do wrong? What happened? We couldn't possibly see this coming. How did it happen? And so
how does this stuff happen?
It's very interesting to get some takeaways from some of the leading conservative voices here in the state of Wisconsin to examine how it happened. And so this one popped up yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to share it on the big show before. We were joined by William Walter talking about many different tangents with Will on a Wednesday afternoon. But this is something that conservative talk show host Vicky McKenna shared yesterday. The quote from her show: what the left did in terms of political execution was brilliant. They got those idiot, white, educated, middle-aged, menopausal, cranky, suburban Republican women to vote for Janet. Those aren't my words. Those are Vicky McKenna's words. And so that's what one of the leading conservative voices here in the state of Wisconsin had to say about why they lost. Oh, well, that's the liberals, insane. they did a really good execution of politics. And there's other takeaways as well. And so we got Dan O'Donnell, another conservative talk show host here in Wisconsin, that didn't just sum it up in a succinct sentence like Vicky McKenna did, but instead took the opposite route. Didn't have a short, concise, this is why we lost. Liberals outmaneuvered and then say some very demeaning things about a certain set of voters here in the state of Wisconsin. Dan O'Donnell went and wrote a very, very long essay at his conservative think tank, I think is what they refer to it, the MacGyver Institute, and went in a very long laundry list of where Republicans and conservatives have gone wrong in Wisconsin, and then kind of signals that there's a way for them to right the ship, but really seems like not a good answer on that one. And so this is a very long piece published yesterday at the MacGyver Institute by Dan O'Donnell, why conservatives keep losing and how they can win again. There's no way to sugarcoat this. Conservatives are in a whole lot of trouble in Wisconsin. It's not just that they lost control of the Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years, or that former Justice Dan Kelly suffered the worst slacking since the last time he lost a court race. It is that this is just the latest in a long, long line of statewide losses. After nearly a decade of dominance through cheating, through rigged maps, that's my editorialization there, that culminated in a Republican winning Wisconsin in a presidential race for the first time in 32 years in 2016, conservatives have won just 4 of 14 statewide races, and one was unopposed. How did the right go so wrong? And this piece is pretty comical, because the F your feelings crowd, as Brian alluded to yesterday, and as he gets set up there in the Shaw, is very, after 2016, that was what their response was. And really, that's what this just reeks of now, is somebody's really in his feelings, and Dan O'Donnell sharing all of these different thoughts. If you've got thoughts on what the postmortem was, we want to hear yours as well. You can share Tangent 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can call or text that number. Again, 844-96-PARTY to share your tangents on this Thursday afternoon. And I think we got Bri.
Hey, how you doing? Am I here? Am I feeling
unfortunately
it?
Not. I don't know why we have this problem now, but that's okay, big guy. We'll get it sorted out. Folks, if you want to share your thoughts while we get Brian situated in the studios in the Shaw, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got Robert calling in. Robert, what's your thoughts on the postmortem from the Tuesday's election?
Basically, I have two thoughts on this. One is Janet's spending went a lot further because a lot of her money came from ground root support. So she was able to buy ads and other advertising much cheaper. The other thing was Dan Kelly is just an ungracious loser. You know, it turns out it's not real popular to go back to a law from 1849. And his speech wasn't really a concession speech. It seemed like a toddler throwing a tantrum. And, you know, if anyone was paying attention, you know, this was the guy that met with the fake electors. That should have been, you know, like a 30-second phone call. It was a 30-minute phone call. And he went around the state with Michael Gableman and lit, you know, $3 million of taxpayer money on fire, talking about how the election in 2020 was rigged. It wasn't rigged. You're just a loser. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. We appreciate your phone call. And interestingly enough, Robert, that's the first factor in Dan O'Donnell's list of grievances that he is airing over at the MacGyver Institute, the campaign finance factor. He notes that they're now in some political circles, according to Dan O'Donnell, are referring it to as the Scott Walker loophole. The Scott Walker loophole. The loophole was named after former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, because of the changes to campaign finance that he and his administration made. That is the reason that Janet Protasiewicz apparently was able to beat Dan Kelly. Not anything else, but just the fact that, number one, well, Democrats took care of this Scott Walker loophole that, well, we Republicans made, and I guess that is a rake that we're going to step on and hit ourselves in the face. And so number one is the campaign finance factor, and I just find it very, very comical that that is the first area that Dan O'Donnell decides to go after.
Yeah, most of the people that funded Dan Kelly were crazy right-wing religious conspiracy theorists. That really doesn't help in, you know, when you hang out in those circles, that's what happens. But again, that's what happens when you paint yourself in a corner. Pretty much every time they've had any sort of power or any sort of control, they've done everything for spite and nothing for actual gain of the people. After a while, that gets really thin. It becomes really thin and nobody wants to hear it anymore.
Yeah, we got the big guy, Brian Kelly, joining us. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Good. Yeah, and so, yeah, the spite and the circular firing squad that's going on right now in conservative circles. Dan O'Donnell's grievances over at the MacGyver Institute. It's very interesting because these first couple that he's criping about, BK, are not where I would put at the top of the list.
No.
Not what I would put at the top of the list of the postmortem, but it's important that they did this postmortem.
They actually did so.
There's some self-reflection here. Whether or not it goes anywhere, that's to be seen. But we've got a postmortem, and we're going to talk about it. If you want to share your thoughts, your tangents, 844-967-2789. You want to know what the next one, the next two are pretty comical. All politics is national, which is just really... All politics is local, and a lot of things do get nationalized, but all politics is local. And so I disagree with Dan on that one. But then the third one is the vote erosion in the WOW counties. And this one's interesting because if that's the third area where you could see some improvement and try to fix, you want to know what wouldn't be the way to do it? Taking the tack that Vicky McKenna is saying that these women that the left just convinced to vote for Janet instead of, you know, actually trying to make yourself better. It seems like a lot of projection and blaming and finger pointing.
I got an ultimate theory. Any sort of moderately minded person in the Republican Party has transferred over to the Democrats because now they've been replaced by fetid, stank, breath-breathing, chest-beating idiots. So, yeah.
That's Brian's take. We want to hear your takes. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, Snack Shop 50-50 Raffle.
All right, I won.
And 100 Envelope Wall. Go to OasisProjectWI.org/splash. That's OasisProjectWI.org/splash.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 49 this afternoon, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 28. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 47. Dry and warmer Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Brian Kelly and the Shaw. We got Evan on the board. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Seems like the conservative movement here in Wisconsin, not fearing the Reaper, doing the postmortem of what happened with Dan Kelly's candidacy to the state's highest court, and doing a postmortem about why Republicans keep losing in the state of Wisconsin. If you want to share your thoughts on it, 844-967-2789. And as we kicked off the show, almost forgot, taking your side tangents today. If you got a baseball story that you want to share with us, we're giving away two tickets to the Brewers game against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow evening. First pitch set for 7:10. You can listen to the Brewers all summer long here on Civic Media with our flagship stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Supports in Oshkosh and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. Share your baseball tangents with us, 844-967-2789, and you can enter to win a set of tickets to tomorrow night's game. And,
folks, definitely go. One, you need to go and cheer the Cardinals losing. That's the most important thing. honestly, I cannot. I will take anything that the Brewers do as long as they beat the Cardinals. Also, those seats are amazing. You should go in and win them and get them. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Get some tickets for tomorrow. Go have some fun and watch the Cardinals joyously lose.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, big guy. You've already had some of your baseball delayed due to weather.
That's all right. We'll go. I'll take a doubleheader against the Reds anytime later on in the season when they realize they have no depth whatsoever, since they're already playing all of their AAA team anyway. But the Reds have basically said, "Where are you going to go elsewhere for baseball? We're the Reds. Screw you," because their management is crying poor but making more profit than ever. So.
Yeah, it's really strange when major league owners do things like that.
It's funny when the movie becomes the actual plot line to,
modern day
baseball. Life. Wow.
Yeah. So share those baseball side tangents with us, 844-967-2789. You can win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game. But the conservatives here in Wisconsin doing a postmortem, and it's very interesting that the view that Dan O'Donnell is having about the vote erosion in the WOW counties, Brian, because really this is reading from the piece. A number of the theories for the collapse of the red wall that the WOW counties use to give conservatives, and all are at least plausible. Liberal flight from the neighboring high-crime, high-tax Milwaukee County can at least partially explain why Democrat vote totals and percentages have been steadily rising, as can the national suburban female abandonment of Republicans following the rise of Trump and the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last summer. So that's really just kind of talking about things that have been happening. That's not really a postmortem analysis. Yeah, Dan O'Donnell's just saying,
hey, we've done some things that have basically shown we have no allyship among women at all, and we pretty much are just all about the angry white men right now. Because, again, like I said at the end of the break, right before we went, was that they've basically taken the modern, reasonable Republican and pushed them over towards the Democrats. And reluctantly so, they've started voting for reasonable, electable Democrats. That's why the moderate Democrats are still have a bunch of power, because they're converted Republicans. Because people who are relatively sane go, why are you still holding on to Trump? And the reason why they are is because they pushed away the intellectuals and brought in the, you know, fetid, stank breath, chest beating, you know, screaming guys with the I don't understand why the Punisher sticker is kind of ironic on my truck. But anyway, those guys, the people that go on the flag code violation crowd.
Trump comes in here a little bit, too, in Dan O'Donnell's postmortem. So we're going to get more into that. But we want to also take your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We've got Greg and McFarland calling in. Greg, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, I really think one of the issues that we aren't talking about is Republicans, once they gerrymandered and once they got their Supreme Court stocked, they forgot that democracy is about persuasion. You make people believe in what your goals are. They don't do that anymore. They don't even give a damn about persuasion. It's all about forcing whatever happens or whatever they want on the people. People don't like that. We're going to get more voters when they gerrymander. We're going to get more voters when they try to stop the vote. And abortion, you're going to look at the amount of millennials that came out to vote, and it's going to be much higher than before. Again, just having power doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to use it.
That's an excellent point, Greg. And I gotta tell you, if you were to ask the modern, you know, Republican, what does your party stand for? I bet you not even a couple sentences is you get into woke. You get the word woke. Yeah. And not even a couple sentences is you get the phrase take it back. Take something back. Those two phrases will happen. Yeah. And for me, if you ask a modern Democrat, what are the goals? I want health care. I want reproductive rights. I want the roads to work. I want the government to be a fair, and, you know, I want people to be held account when they cross the line, things like that. Actual goals, actual like ideas that you can base policy on. The Republicans have not done anything to either translate what they want for their policy or even say how they're going to action that, other than we're going to own the libs. And that doesn't work for more than, I guess, a decade, apparently.
That's about the timeline, it seems like, because all of this has been boiling up since 2010. And it's going to be very interesting. We appreciate your phone call, Greg. You could be like Greg, 844-967-2789. You could share our thoughts on the postmortem that the Republicans have performed pretty quickly, Brian. This was a speedy postmortem.
I'm still surprised that Dan O'Donnell did it.
Yeah, and so we're going to continue taking the pieces from Dan O'Donnell, discussing them, as well as your thoughts, 844-967-2789. If you want to share a baseball story with us as well, take us down a little lingering sidetrack of a thought, what we call tangents here on Dueling
Tangents.
You
get a nice baseball tangent, you get a nice baseball ticket.
Yeah, we'll give you two tickets to tomorrow night's game. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. Stay tuned. We're going to keep the conversation going. 844-967-2789.
The truth.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Special Report. What went wrong with the exit from Afghanistan after 20 years of war? Classified reports have now gone to Congress, and the White House is giving a summary to reporters.
First, and most critically, the president's decision to end the war in Afghanistan was the right one.
The National Security Council's John Kirby.
While it was always the president's intent to end that war, it is also undeniable that decisions made and the lack of planning done by the previous administration significantly limited options available to him.
That included, Kirby said, very few choices on how to leave.
President Biden's choice was stark. Either withdraw all our forces or resume fighting with the Taliban. He chose the former. But even in so doing, secured extra time to conduct that withdrawal, stretching it out to August.
Most of the so-called after-action reviews are highly classified and will not be released publicly. CBS News Special Report.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Medical marijuana may have GOP support this session. Republican Senator Mary Felskowski said during a Wisconsin policy forum that any measure will need the support of both the state's medical community and law enforcement. Recreational marijuana advocate Democratic Senator Melissa Agard says the most dangerous thing about marijuana in Wisconsin currently is that it's still illegal. Wisconsin is becoming an island of prohibition surrounded by states that are legalizing or will soon be legalizing marijuana use. Since the COVID pandemic, Wisconsinites have been spending more time outdoors. And now the Office of Outdoor Recreation wants to become a permanent part of the state tourism department. The office created in the 2019-2021 budget. The governor wants to make the office's three positions permanent and provide $1.1 million over the next 2 years. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded, Apple or Google Play stores. Civic Media, take us with you on the go. Jump station to station, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison. Brian's holding down the fort at the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. And, Brian, it's a very interesting Thursday. So it's a weird week.
I did not expect any sort of postmortem from Dan O'Donnell. In fact, Dan doesn't really do anything like any sort of humility whatsoever. He's not a hey, I got that wrong, maybe I should do something different kind of guy. He's kind of
normally when he gets called out, he goes, "This is a Dantatorship, not a Danocracy," and weird crap like that. And
yeah. He's a chest beating guy who can't ever admit that he's wrong, and it's really interesting to see, even just a hey, maybe we should change things a little bit.
It goes to show that I think it's one of those stories of Frankenstein's monster. We talked about it with Gableman. We compared him to Frankenstein's monster for a really long time throughout his sham Office of Special Counsel here in Wisconsin running around trying to say that there was voter fraud or election fraud in the 2020 election. Any semblance of justification to try to overturn or decertify the 2020 election results here in Wisconsin. And it got away from the Republicans. It culminated in Robin Voss being primaried for the first time in, I think, ever, and almost losing that primary vote by less than 300 votes. It was like 290-some votes, I believe. And here we see the Frankenstein's monster that is Trumpism running throughout Republican politics now in Wisconsin and around the country. And there is going to be a lot of wrestling in Republican politics in the coming months and years about when to finally ditch Trump, which they haven't
I can't believe they haven't already, because again, this is why you have to base your politics and you have to base your policies on actual principles and things like that, because then you don't get hung up on hero worship. I came into town today and I saw some guy defiantly flying all these Trump flags on the way in. And I'm just like, really, dude? Like, I don't care that much about a human being other than my family that I feel weird getting like my daughter's image on a blanket type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, what kind of, I don't know. Maybe it's the whole growing up the, hey, don't worship false idols thing. But, you know, maybe my point is maybe if you base your stuff based on things that are, you know, human and eternal, and things that based on democracy and things like that, you don't have to worry about whether your idol, Trump, is, you know, a horrible person or not. And it's a lot easier when that person proves to be an idiot. Like completely separate, different things. Kevin Spacey, I think, was an amazing actor. That guy is fantastic. That guy's super talented and everything. Don't care that he's not going to make another movie again. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. You know exactly why? Because I didn't worship him to the point where he's the most important thing in my life. That's kind of the gist of things. It's how you kind of live a normal life. This is why I say things like the chest beating crazy people with the flag violations, because that's what I'm seeing out there. And my point is that I don't, as much as I have like this wonderful schadenfreude going on here saying, ha ha ha, isn't it funny? I'm very sad, because I'm a person who has always believed that we need a balance of conservative and liberal ideas to go and make this country function. But it only works when those people believe in the same type of reality, like we need to have the water run, we need to have the roads work. And it really would work if the government benefited everyone and not just a few people. And that's kind of it. But my point is, this is something that we need. They let happen. They let it happen, and it's so sad. And I can't believe that you're letting one person and one angry, spiteful group of people take over what should be a defining pillar of this entire nation.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, in the category of vote erosion in the WOW counties, Dan O'Donnell notes that the longtime and very successful strategy for Republicans to win statewide was for their strength in the WOW counties to neutralize Milwaukee and have their votes in the rest of the state nullify Democrats' major edge in Dane County. And that's not a strategy. That's just relying on
where the
voters were. Yeah. That's just, yeah, it's that's not a strategy. Just saying, hey, we were able to, you know, count on those people.
So
and now
admitting
we've ostracized those people. And now, oh, weird. Now the results aren't in our favor.
He's admitting they just assumed that the demographics of any given county would stay the same over a decade, which is just
took it for granted.
Not true. You just can't.
Yeah.
You can't make people not move or not live. Like, people grow up, kids grow up and leave, or it's just, especially in Wisconsin, because they don't want to live here anymore. Wonder why.
Oh, that one's coming as well, so don't worry, Brian. You're skipping down a little bit farther in Dan O'Donnell's commissary piece or postmortem, whatever you want to call it. We want to hear your thoughts though too. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on the postmortem that we are going through of Dan O'Donnell's over at the MacGyver Institute, talking about why Republicans keep losing here in the state of Wisconsin. So you can share those thoughts. 844-967-2789. We also got a set of Brewers tickets to give away to tomorrow night's Cardinals game, 7:10 first pitch. If you want to share a baseball story with us, you will receive two tickets to tomorrow night's game, 7:10 at American Family Field. Again, 844-967-2789. Somebody that may not be able to make the trip for tomorrow, but we got David in San Francisco calling in. David, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, honey. I was glad to hear the results of the election last night.
Two nights ago.
And, you know, I'd been paying attention to the fake electors issue. And the idea that the Republican Party, not only of Wisconsin, but of Michigan, of Georgia, of Arizona, Nevada, I'm trying to think of what the other states are, Pennsylvania, none of those fake electors have been arrested yet. And none of the Republican parties of those states have called for their resignations is really a major issue. And I've studied enough organized crime to realize, well, not only that Donald Trump is organized crime and that he's using strong-arm tactics to basically rob America blind, but the idea that he's created this propaganda campaign through his mega churches and different kinds of cronies that... He's kept people trapped in these kind of lockstep positions. And there are plenty of books that are written, say, for example, a lot of the Roaring Twenties, where organized crime was taking over so many different major businesses across America. And whether it was in Las Vegas, a small businessman would go to Vegas and lose his factory. And organized crime would let him have the titular title to it. But in reality, the ownership was organized crime. And so I suspect a major part of America is trapped in that same position.
Well, I don't know. Look at the tactics of vulture capitalism and, kind of very very similar in that effect as well. But they do it in such a more legal and wonderful way, too. Isn't it great? Isn't it great when people can go and, you know, take their leverage and go and use their power to go and overrun people who don't have as much and maybe kind of, you know, monopolize it for their own benefit and then really leave industries completely screwed and or leave it up to monopolies to go and run the entire country. And that's always a good thing, right?
Not exactly. But no? That's an excellent point, Brian.
Well, I mean, again, when an entire pillar of the nation has basically abdicated responsibility for running of the nation, in fact, has been running against the running of that nation, and the politics of spite. Again, I want to bring up, can anyone ever, I mean, I'm going to go to the Tom Hartman challenge again, can anyone bring up any sort of policy or legislation, major policy legislation here in the state of Wisconsin or anywhere else that the Republicans have brought up that has directly benefited or even worked to the benefit of the people? The last big thing the Democrats pushed through nationally was the Affordable Care Act, and guess what happened?
Hey man, the Democrats they got the infrastructure bill signed as well.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Does that not count because it was bipartisan?
I'm just going back to large things. Okay. That's long enough past that we can say, hey, anybody who's run on repeal and replace, one hasn't done it, and two has failed at it and then lost because nobody wants to repeal and replace anymore. Do you know why? Because it works, and
it's also popular.
Yeah,
it works, and it's popular. People like it. People like the Affordable Care Act. Yeah,
it's funny how when you use policies that actually benefit people, people go and say, "Yeah, I like that." Wow! Mm-hmm. Instead of running against the politics of spite and anger and being losers. It's all you want. If all you want is power for power's sake, you're what you call Robin Voss. Because what has he done? He's called it quits the last 2 years. And can he stay? Can he stay in? Are we in quarter two?
He
now?
Did a power grab. He did a power grab after Evers was elected at the end of 2018.
Yep.
And hasn't done a whole lot since.
Yep.
Folks, we want to hear your thoughts on
what
this
are you doing
Thursday
with
afternoon. he's taken a lot of vacation in the even number years.
Yep.
From 2020, April, the first week of April on, and then 2022, the first week of March on, just putting his feet up and, oh, yeah, running for he had to sweat a little bit last year. But folks, want to hear your thoughts. We're continuing on over at the MacGyver Institute, Dan O'Donnell, sharing his postmortem thoughts. So interestingly enough, Brian, about the fifth or sixth one down, takes us to get to six of his points. Candidate quality matters.
Candidate quality matters. The guy that that completely lost last time by 10 points and lost by almost 11 this time, we might want to get a better candidate for that guy. Maybe a different candidate. Maybe not spiteful a-holes. I don't know. Just a start.
That just baffles me that it's the sixth priority on the list to fix. Just candidate quality. Yeah, let's complain about our grievances, and then we're going to go to candidate quality.
I don't know anyone in their right mind who goes, Glenn Grothman, quality candidate. Wow. Oh, what a winner.
Yeah.
Andre Jacques, quality candidate. Shea Sortwell, model citizen, wonderful father, great candidate.
Yeah, like, I'm not
this
hearing
is the
a lot
Republican
of people
Party
say
these days. Yeah. I don't understand. They'll complain about woke politics or something like that, but they actually have horrible people, literally horrible and objectively provable horrible people. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Folks, 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on the postmortem. Or if you'd like to share a baseball story, you can win two tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals game. Up next, we got Joe and Madison. Joe, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Great to hear from you guys, and glad to hear that everybody's back in batting order, so to speak. I wanted to throw into the mix just a little thought here, and there was a headline I saw, and I rambled through the article. It was by on Politico, and the title of it was really great. It said, Republicans felled by a common foe, comma, the mail. Hannah, I never had thought about this, but they were making the point that Protasiewicz had about 100,000 people locked in who had already early voted, many by absentee or early vote, and that the Republicans, by this insistence on, oh, we don't do early vote because, you know, that's subject to fraud. That's, Trump didn't like that, so we don't do that. And they got burned by that. They got burned by that. That policy that's now kind of burned into a lot of Republican folks into their head and how they vote, which is I don't early vote, I don't drop my ballot in the mail, I can't trust it, that sort of thing. So it's worth a look. I thought that I just didn't think that the mail might be part of it, in that you get your people locked down early, and then you can spend your efforts in the last part of the campaign on those people who may be harder to push out to vote because you're not pushing out the folks who have already voted. So anyway, just a thought there, a common foe, the mail.
Yeah,
thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Joe. That's what happens when you paint yourself in a corner and step on rakes as a matter of policy. So,
yeah. It is. It's pretty interesting, the cult of personality, and Republicans, as Dan O'Donnell is showing, they do have that common foe of the cult of personality, mail, and Donald Trump. They have a Donald Trump problem, even though he doesn't come out and explicitly say it like that. He does allude that maybe it's time to leave Donald Trump. We're gonna get to more of that and your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Share those tangents with us on this Thursday afternoon.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I helped Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
We're rolling out the red carpet for all area musicians to be a part of Hoozles at the Lakes Rise to Music competition this summer. If you're an artist and you believe you have real talent to share, you're invited to check out competition details, then sign up for the second annual Rise to Music at hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Registration is open now. Brought to you by Hoozles at the Lakes, your local civic media radio station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI and Max Inc. Radio.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with lows around 28. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 47. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 55. 60 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to keep up with us online, follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And we're taking your thoughts on the postmortem put out by Dan O'Donnell over at the MacGyver Institute, conservative talk radio host here in Wisconsin, talking about why Republicans keep losing, why conservatives keep losing here in Wisconsin.
How could this possibly happen?
How could it be happening? And it's very funny because obviously his takeaway is very different justification, thought process behind them, Brian, but I do find them interesting. He calls it the Trump effect, not the Trump problem or anything like that. But we'll get into that one on the other side of these phone lines. Let's hear what Lisa here in Madison has to say. Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I have the last thing I think the Republicans ever did that benefited everyone was Nixon and the EPA.
That's exactly what I said with Luke today.
That's the last thing I can think of. And, we all know what else he did. So that kind of offset. And they've been trying to destroy it ever since. So
that's the funny part.
And then I have a baseball story.
Let's hear it.
Okay, we went to the doubleheader last year. That was a lot of fun. But whenever I get a jersey, they seem to disappear. So if anyone would like a player gone, just let me know and I will get their jersey. Because I had Arias and Vogelbach, and they are both gone. So
I have a fun little intense relationship with Daniel Vogelbach. He's fun with me. I like that guy.
I thought Urias was still on the team.
Yeah, Urias is still on the team, I believe.
No, Arias, A-R-I-A-S.
Arias. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I was like, my bad.
Oswaldo Arcia left and all that. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of guys.
Well, Arcia, I'm sorry, that's right. I'm
Arcia,
sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, Arcia. Now we've got it.
That's what
gotcha.
I thought. That's what I thought. I'm sorry. Either way, no. Lisa, if you want to hold on, we can get you tickets. You want tickets?
Yes, I do, please.
All right. We're awesome. Sending you to tomorrow night's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Thanks so much for listening, please. Lisa. Evan will take down your information.
Yeah, please hold. Please hold.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, Bill?
Great. By the way, thanks for all you do. You guys make a huge difference. I'm sure you're aware of it. As far as Dan O'Donnell, I love being on his show. That guy is just a challenge to even debate if the sun's up or sun's down, let alone politics. But here's my thoughts. I believe a friend of mine had done some research in what the turning point was in this election. And she came up with that there was a lot of younger voters. I don't know if you agree with me. One last thing before I go. I've been dying to ask Brian this. Brian, did you ever work with anybody at The Loop like Kevin Matthews?
I have not. I'm more in the acting scene than the radio scene in Chicago. I do have friends in the area, but I have not.
Okay, because you're sure. I know you do Harry Carey. And he had a routine years ago, And boy, it sounded like your Harry Carey was part of it.
Mine's an amalgamation of a lot of other people who are way better than me. But but thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to check me out, though, I was on Chicago Fire last week. I was on an episode of Chicago Fire last week. If you want to go back to last week's episode, episode 17 of this season, you could feature me. I was a big dude with a beard and a Sven Gulli shirt on. It was pretty cool.
Oh, fantastic. One last thing. Out here in Lake Country, we're thinking of forming a political coalition of both sides. And we're going to have a few rules as far as joining the group, but we want the Democrats and Republicans. And I believe we can work together as long as we respect each other, listen to each other, and move forward. And it's your show. Yes, sir.
Bill, I think that's a great idea, and there's a huge appetite for that. And I think
of the freshman lawmakers, we heard from State Representative Clinton Anderson a few weeks ago now, I believe in the last 2 weeks. Clinton was telling us about a caucus, a bipartisan caucus of freshman lawmakers that want to see that reset of bipartisanship here in Wisconsin. So I think it's an excellent idea, Bill. We really appreciate your phone call and those sentiments that you're sharing
Keep us abreast about what things are doing. And what we can do to help you out, because again, this is what there's a huge appetite for. This people want to talk about things without getting angry about it, or at least without you can get angry about it, but without disrespecting people. And I think there's a big opportunity for us to move forward. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will be interesting to see if conservatives here in Wisconsin can move forward from the postmortem that Dan O'Donnell's saying why they keep losing here in the state of Wisconsin. 14 out of the last 17 races, pretty much since Scott Walker was defeated by Tony Evers, conservatives or Republicans have lost those statewide races. And what he refers to as the Trump effect is just very, very comical, Brian, because it's like, oh, well, they hate us because of Trump, and it's their fault that they're so obsessed with Trump. Because this is the quote. Over the past 7+ years, nothing has unified the left or polarized America quite like Donald Trump. Even now, more than 2 years after leaving office, he is dominating every news cycle as Democrats have proven themselves unable to shake their obsession with exacting revenge on him for the unforgivable sin of beating them in the 2016 election. That's why Donald Trump's still in the news cycle. Not because laws that were broken in the 2016 election, not because he waged an insurrection.
Not because what he did while he was in office, it was because he won.
Yeah, not him leaving the office with classified documents and storing them in a pool closet down in Mar-a-Lago.
It wasn't throwing a whole bunch of money to the rich and then, you know, blaming all the deficit loss on the Democrats. It was nothing to do with that.
Not that conservative base voters are obsessed and his endorsement helped Dan Kelly in 2020. He endorsed Tim Michaels leading up to 2022. It's how Tim Michaels, I think, won the Republican primary.
Pretty much every candidate he's backed, though, on a national level has lost.
Except Ron Johnson.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. JD Vance. JD Turd and Associates.
But, like, the belief that that conservative voters keep voting for Trump and Trumpism, that's not the downfall. No. It's the Democrats' obsession.
It's that you've replaced your stable base of reasonable voters and alienated them and eschewed them for the gun-toting flag code violators. And that's it. Yeah. I don't know what else to do. If you're gonna, it's a lot easier to manipulate people who worship things like flags and crosses and Trump. But that doesn't really help when you have to get things done. Like, I don't know, run the country, because you basically sold them on, hey, if we win, we can control the country and do whatever we want. There's no definition there, and that's not a goal. That's just,
there's no definition, and the way forward that Dan O'Donnell reads it is his piece is just kind of a whole lot of, well, what are we gonna do? And like politics, he ends, politics is cyclical, so hopefully it will come back around to us. Is essentially
fascism will come back into play.
Conclusion.
Yay.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then. We may have some more Brewers tickets to give away, too, so you want to tune in.
Congrats, Lisa.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.